All right, it is the second Tuesday of the month, which means another chat with His Worship Mayor Charlie Clark. I was under the impression that you were going to be hosting the all-day talk show here today, Charlie, but
I was too. I was a little disappointed that that was actually an April Fool's joke because, it could have been fun to get out there and talk all day about politics and potholes and, community issues.
We were hoping for it for sure. But let's talk a little bit, at least, about some of the community issues that are out there. Spring runoff, it's going to be a hot topic this week. We're getting up to double digits pretty much all week long here. So what should we do about our drain situations in the city and also the pothole situations as well?
Well, yeah, there's the city has shortlisted, I think it's about 700 sites within the city that where there are drainage concerns, low spots and things like that, that we are monitoring on a regular basis. I was out yesterday. I could see where areas where there's puddling and pooling happening. It does help for you as citizens to phone 975-2476 or go online and report areas which are of concern, because that helps us focus in and make sure we can get any drains that aren't open. So and if you can open pathways in the ice for the water to flow, that also is very helpful. And we really appreciate everybody who's doing that.
And I understand, too, that the city-owned organics processing facility, you guys are having a big conversation with that here.
That's right, yeah. We've had a bit of a twist in the whole development of the organics program because the original proponent who bid to collect and process or to process the organics material, it didn't pan out. And so now we're looking at our other options. We have a report coming to a committee this morning that has laid out three options to continue to just contract out to the existing contract to Loras to put it out to tender or to develop our own facility. The assessment and the financial analysis does show that the least expensive option and the one that we would have the best ability to control the price would be to do it ourselves. And so we're now going to have a discussion about whether council wants to go down that road.
Right on. And anything else you would like to add today?
Well, it's exciting to see the Blades go to game three, and at least we're going to have one game come back here because it's a split. I guess that's the upside of that. But what an incredible run and a team that's going forward. And let's all just try and get out there and enjoy the spring.
Right on. Go Blades, go. His Worship, Charlie Clark, thanks for spending a couple minutes with us here this morning today.
Thank you. Take care.